I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Outgoing
Without Going Out.
I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're the Fuller Sisters. Hey guys. Why do I feel like it's been so long since we podcasted? It hasn't.
No.
But I feel like hasn't. I've lived a month in the past week.
Yeah, I literally put in my life updates section of my notes that it was the longest and fastest week at the same time.
Interesting. Well,
feels odd.
Do you want to get started or do I want to get started? We both have a lot to talk about today, guys. So
you can get started because I feel like you have more exciting updates.
Okay. Well, the episode's honestly probably going to be majority of a catch up, but I feel like we have fun things to talk about. So it's not just like, oh, this is what I did. Come along. Like, I feel like we actually have fun things to kind of chat about. And I really haven't gone into like detail about a lot of things with Lexi yet. So she'll get a little bit more of that. And then yes, we're going to end it with some advice because we've been trying to do those more frequently because we just wanted to keep like the link kind of up on our podcast Instagram. So that way things are more like in real time. You guys can just submit it as you need advice on some things. And again, we're going to give you our very unprofessional, but not unwanted because you submitted it, advice. So let's go into life updates. I got back from Mexico, which all I can think about is the TikTok sound that's like, I'm going to brush my teeth with tequila. Mexico. That is one thing, though, that don't drink the water. We were scarred. So we brush our teeth with bottled water. But then we were like in the showers normally. Like there was times at dinner where we tried not to drink water. And I'm like looking around. I'm like, literally everyone's drinking water. We're being very dramatic right now. And I'm very thirsty. So,
I mean, they say not to, but I don't know.
I the restaurants like resorts, there though,
could have also been bottled
right.
water.
Well, all of the ice was like bought bagged ice. So it's not like they just make ice with their water. Like, but that's sometimes if they would offer still or sparkling, we would get sparkling because we knew like it came. Like, they had the bottles there, so, like, we knew for sure that was bottled.
Didn't you know that the pools and the lakes and stuff are sparkling water in Mexico?
You kind of believed me for
a
second.
No, I did not. It was Perrier sparkling water. Like,
I looked at you like, what are you saying right now as if you would know about their sparkling water?
Well, first of all, there is no such thing as natural sparkling water as far as like
no but I'm saying like they it physically came funny. Out in the bottle, so like obviously we went with that over just
yes,
in case but
I know,
also think
Gabby, I was making a joke.
But I do think at resorts like their still water is probably fine, but we were obviously just did not want to have to deal with any of that while we were there, so brush our teeth with bottled water. Did not brush our teeth with tequila, even though our room came stocked with alcohol and we didn't even touch 1 ounce of it in the room. But it was seriously like literally a dream trip. And it was so weird because I've never had Cancun like on my radar. Like our parents used to go every single year. We used to kind of make fun of them. Like, why do you just keep going back every year? Like, there's so much more places to explore, which I still think is true. However, it's beautiful. And I feel like no one talks about the beaches there. Like, I've literally never heard people talk about how nice the beaches are.
I have.
The most blue, clear water I've ever seen. Because it's, like,
better than
Caribbean.
The Bahamas?
Literally better than the Bahamas, which was shocking to us. We did not expect that at all. The waves were a little powerful. I did get demolished a few times. But water was literally, like, crystal clear. We went at the perfect time of year. There was absolutely zero seaweed in the water. Water was completely fresh. The resort was so empty. Like, we met a lot of people there, and there's people that normally go, like, different times in the summer, and they were saying that this is, like, literally a third of what it normally is, and it was so nice, because it was not crowded at all. Like, anywhere we went, we had seats by the pool, we had seats by the beach, like, good seats, too, but it was genuinely, like, the trip of a lifetime. If you've never wanted to go to Cancun, or you've been wanting to, like, find a good, it was an adults-only, all-inclusive, like, pretty luxurious trip, but obviously like I worked with a hotel, but regardless of that part, genuinely like the most amazing trip we've ever had. I've never felt so like special, honestly. Like the workers make you feel so cared for and loved, and they like as soon as we checked in, they knew our names no matter what part of the resort we went to. Like they know your room number, your name. And then those same people, I kind of felt like I was in the proposal, you know, when the same guy works at like everywhere they go on their little like island. Yeah. So that's what it kind of felt like, because it would like they would work breakfast and then they would work by the pool and then they would work at dinner. And we would like get to dinner and they're like, oh, Miss Fuller, Mr. Gonzalez, we missed you at breakfast this morning. And we're like, oh, we just hit up the coffee shop real quick before the beat. Like, they just know you, though, and it makes you feel so special. And maybe, like, I'm assuming it's probably like that all the time. But again, like, we went at an emptier time, so I do feel like it was easier. But best service I've ever had, honestly, like, everywhere you went. But I would say, like, it would be the perfect spot for either a honeymoon. There was a lot of pregnant people, so a lot of baby moons. And honestly, a girl's trip.
For our honeymoon, oh, say less. The second you want to go with me and mom.
Because genuinely, the spa... Okay, so we'll get into that while I'm here. But we, through the hotel, luckily, they just, like, gave us a couples massage. So we had no idea what we were walking into. And then our butler, which that's another thing. Every room comes with a butler. And normally, like, they make your dinner reservations. You can request, like, we had them run us up a romantic jacuzzi on our last night. So it was just ready by the time you get back to the room. But we check in and he's like showing us the room, showing us like everything, basically telling us everything that he can do for us. And we already had our dinner reservations made before we even got there, because we like, they have an app and we wanted to just make sure we had everything lined up. So we, there was like basically four restaurants and we were there four nights. So we just wanted to pick what order we wanted them all in. But some of the restaurants have like a dress code because it's fine dining. And the butler literally looks at Justin and was like, so you need to wear pants. If you don't have pants, don't worry. We can supply them for you. I'm like, what? They can literally just give you pants? Justin's like, why did I even pack a suitcase? Like,
I know he had pants, but he should have said no, just because I'm dying to know what pants they had available.
I want to know what they would have given him. I know, I was thinking that. But the butlers can iron your clothes for you. They can do your laundry. They can shine your shoes. Like, literally anything you want.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But anyway, the spa. So the butler tells us like, okay, your massage is at 10:30, but you have to go an hour early. You have an hour of hydrotherapy. And we're like, hydrotherapy? What the heck is this? So we looked it up, and I'm glad we looked it up before, because we were genuinely so excited. And I feel like we would have went into it. I probably wouldn't have even filmed, because I wouldn't have known what it was. You go back and forth between a variant of like a hot something, or like a hot room, and then a cold room. So we were separate for this because they have like a male and female side. So as much as I wish I could have experienced it with Justin and like talked to him throughout, it was honestly so like almost meditating just being in all these places by myself. So we started in the sauna. You can choose between 5, 7, or 10 minutes. I chose 7. I was like, I feel like that's a good middle ground. I had fresh cucumbers on my eyes, a cold towel over my face. She laid down the towel and I like laid down in the sauna by myself for 7 minutes. After that, then after every station, they also give you, like, a wellness shot. So I think after that one was some sort of fruity, I don't know what it was. The first one was something fruity. And then I went into the ice room, which is just, like, this glass marble room that is freezing. They give you kind of, like, shaved ice in a bowl, and then they give you fresh aloe vera. So you're supposed to, like, exfoliate your body with the fresh ice, and then you put aloe everywhere. Sit in there for, I think that one was, like, 3, 5, or 7 minutes. Once that was up, then I got a shot of chlorophyll water, and then I got a mud mask for my face and a hair mask for my hair, and you go sit in the steam room. And this was like, I literally felt like I was sitting contemplating my life, first of all. Like, you can't see anything. It's full of steam, but like also just like controlling your breathing and just like sitting in there, like literally kind of meditating. But then when my lady came back to get me out, I felt like she was literally opening the doors to heaven, because all I saw was like a shadow opening a door, and it's just like smoke everywhere and you can't hear her at all. And I was like, I'm pretty sure you're telling me and I'm done and I'm just gonna walk towards you. But I was like, I couldn't see or hear anything. I felt like I was non-existent. But anyway, after you let all like the mud mask and the hair mask sit, you go into a cold shower to rinse everything off. From the cold shower, then you go into this big room where I got a chai tea popsicle, some potato chips, like homemade potato chips, and like a champagne flute of cucumber water. And then I went into the jacuzzi for 10 minutes, or I think it was 10 minutes. And then you go right into the cold plunge, which I thought I was going to contemplate my life. And at first, it was really cold. And then honestly, I really enjoyed it. But I think it said, we looked online and it was like 68 degrees. So it wasn't like a freezing. Like, do you know what Sean's temperature is normally? 50, probably colder than that. Yeah.
Yeah. Colder, 40s.
So it wasn't like that bad, but it was honestly enjoyable. And then, so from the cold plunge, you go into just like a warm pool, just to kind of like, I feel like, bring your body back to a normal temperature. Then you lay on a hot stone bed, and I had the best scalp massage of my entire life. I would pay hundreds of dollars just to go sit on the stone bed again and have this lady, like, it wasn't like scratching at your scalp. It was like pressure points and releasing and like a neck massage and just, oh my God, it was insane.
I understand that you have to talk about this, but it's making me like really want that right now the rest of the night.
Can we please go back? Because it was like, I want to go back so bad. You say this about
like a lot of places, and then you never surprise me with a trip.
You can never go anywhere.
Yeah,
if we need to schedule out, but it'll be easier when you have a job, I feel like.
I feel like it's easier if I get vacation days.
I mean, I would hope so. But anyway, that was the last stop, and then we went into the massage room and had a nice massage, and it was just wonderful. So that was the most bougie spa experience I've ever had, but genuinely amazing. That's why I said like a really good girls trip. There was a lot of like mother daughters there, and I was like,
it sounds like you really need to book a mother daughter trip here.
In mother daughters.
Yes.
It was honestly amazing. And then obviously it was all inclusive. So you know what shockingly was my favorite drink? Did I tell you this or did I tell mom?
I don't think you told me.
So I got it by accident because I was kind of on like a mojito grind. I'm like, this is refreshing enough, and it's rum, which I've discovered is the alcohol that I can tolerate the most. It's not the most like, what's the word? I'm like potent, I guess, to drink. So I was ordering pineapple mojitos, but one day at lunch, they accidentally brought me, which I'm pretty sure I've discovered was a cucumber mojito, which I don't really love cucumbers, to be honest. Like, very rarely will I eat a cucumber.
It's very refreshing.
But I think it was very refreshing, and it almost like muted the alcohol. So that was honestly, that was my go-to. That one was good. I did have a guy make me a Dirty Shirley with rum the one night, and he did a very good job on that. But I did tell him to barely put any rum in. So it was probably just a normal Shirley Temple, to be honest. But that was that. And then the restaurants was like, we went to a steakhouse the first night. We went to the French like fine dining, which I will say was like, I feel like my taste buds are cheap, to be honest. Like, it was almost too fine dining. Well, like, yes, all of that was on the menu. We got French onion soup, which I prefer just like cheap French onion soup. Like, it was almost too rich and too good. Then we got white wine mussels. We got those, ended up getting those at two restaurants though, because Justin really liked them. And I go on a random mussel kick like once every 3 years. I just crave them. So we got mussels, and then we got beef medallion and there was one more thing. I think it was like tomato burrata or something like that as an appetizer. So I was French. The Italian you would have loved. There was just so many options. I got, we started with burrata and tomato bruschetta, which was so good. And then we got mussels again. And then I got truffle fettuccine, which I've never tried truffle pasta. That was good. But then by the time my actual main entree came was chicken piccata, but I was so full. I physically could not even, I literally took two bites of it and I couldn't do it anymore. And then we went to Japanese on the last night, but food was really good. Even just like the pool lunch food was very good. I will talk about that more in my favorite, because that's been a kick I've been on. But just truly 10 out of 10. Like, I really, like, I didn't really have high expectations. Like, we just wanted like a getaway trip. We wanted more of a relaxing trip, because I feel like normally we just go on more adventurous ones. And genuinely amazing. We met so many amazing people. The oversharing you do to couples, or just to people that you've never met before and that you'll never see again in your life, just cracks me up on vacations like this. Like, we met this one couple, and this guy just told us his entire life story, like all of his family trauma. Such a nice guy, though. Just goes into everything. Oh, it was very interesting. Something about us, though, like, the older couples were just gravitated towards us. Just like old retired couples just on their annual like relaxing trip. We had so many conversations, met so many of them, and they were always the nicest people. Then we met a magician, And this is insane.
Like a, he like, was a magician, but he was just on vacation?
Yes. Yeah. They were on there. They just had a baby. So I think they were on their just like couples trip after like having a baby, just kind of going off on their own. Such nice people. We follow them on Instagram now. And we honestly, like, after we met them, we spent a lot of time with them throughout the weekend.
What kind of magician? Like,
a mind David reader, Blaine psychic, magician, like the most insane magician I've ever met in my life.
Do you know his name?
Do I know his name?
Is he like famous? Because I just watched something with one that Sean and I looked up.
I mean, he was on America's Got Talent and stuff, but he's not like big on social media.
Yeah, he was on America's Got Talent.
And Jimmy Fallon.
So was
and
this guy. So his was name this is guy. Eric. What's his last name?
Wilzig.
What is it?
Wilzig. Eric Wilzig.
How do you spell it?
E-R-I-C-W-I-L.
No, I know. Spell Eric. Thank you.
W-I-L-Z-I-G.
Okay, no, this isn't the one I'm thinking.
But probably just as insane. So, first of all, the girl does a round off into the pool. So me and Justin look at each other and we're like, should we ask her? Like, she had to have been a cheerleader or a gymnast. Like, should we just ask? But then we didn't end up doing that. And then Justin has like the New York Yankees tattoo behind his ear, like just like a New York logo. And the guy was like, oh, are you from New York? And that what sparked the conversation because they're from Long Island. So we get to talking and we ask her what she does. And she's like, she used to be a gymnast. She's a gymnastics coach now. And then we ask him and he's like, oh, I'm a magician. And we're like, that is so cool. Like, I've never really just met someone that's a magician. He's like, I don't normally do this, but like, let's have some fun. Let's just do a trick. So he looks at Justin, he goes, pull out your phone. And he's like, okay. And he's like, I want you to think of like your first ever childhood crush, like not celebrity crush, someone that you just randomly went to school with that I wouldn't know, that even she wouldn't know, like me. And he's like, just think of her name. He's like, okay. And he goes, now type her name into Google and see if you can just like somehow find a picture of her so you can like spark your memory and just like get her in your mind.
If he asked like, me that, okay. It would probably take me 4 days.
That's what I said. I was like, I don't even know who I would think of. And this girl had like the most, I don't want to like name drop her, but I won't give her last name. Her first name was Indira. So like a very, not like a Sarah, not a Jessica, like, you know what I mean? But anyway, so Justin came across her like LinkedIn profile. So ended up having a picture of her, which he was like, I'm shocked I can even find that. I haven't talked to this girl in so long. But then he was like, okay, now shut your phone. I just want you to like imagine her name and really focus on a letter that's in the middle of her name. And then he goes, I'm seeing like in an N, an R. And then he just starts like looking at Justin. He just starts like putting this name together. He goes, in Indira. And like also said her last name fully. And then he goes, you know what's crazy? Grabs my phone he goes, open up Instagram. Pulls up his Instagram. I think I still have a screenshot of it. If not, Justin does. But he did not touch his phone once since then. Yeah, here it is. He did not touch his phone once. He goes to his Instagram. Look at the bio. Where's my camera? Is this backwards or can you read it? Let me send it to you.
Yeah. No, I read it.
Did you read it? Yes. Actually, his bio on his Instagram, he did not touch his phone, says, I was sure that you would be thinking of Indira. But her full name. On his Instagram bio. Immediately. The second he knew her name.
Interesting. Yeah, it sounds a lot like the mentalist that I'm talking about from the show we watched.
And then after, so he did a few of those. Also on
America's Got Talent, which is
kind of weird. He did a few of those. And then I think after that, they like looked at my, because they knew we were, like, I do social media. I think after that, he looked at my Instagram, but Justin and him were messaging back and forth about like possibly meeting up at the bar or whatever one night to hang out. And he goes, I'll do some magic. Like, let's do it for the vlog. So I'll send it to you. I have another trick like on camera, but it was the most insane thing I've never witnessed that in person. Just like I'm thinking like pick a card, any card, like you're thinking of it's a three of hearts,
more of like a insane mentalist,
like mind and reading.
I can understand some of the mind reading stuff because humans have like tics, and once you get really good at reading people, like, and the power of persuasion and things like that, but it's the stuff like after that, like the Instagram bio and like those parts of the tricks. Well, I'll have to send you if I can find the clip that we were watching the other day.
This one is crazy, but obviously you can't watch it right now, so just watch it after. But it's, I got it on the vlog, so it'll be on the vlog, people, don't worry. But literally so cool. Not what I expected to see on, or like not what I expected to happen just on vacation. Anyway, that was pretty much wrapping up.
Book him for an event now that you're friends.
Honestly, probably. He told Justin when he wants to propose.
And by an event, I mean hang out with us so I can get some tricks. Oh, it was so cool.
Yeah, but he told Justin when he wants to propose to call him up because he can make the ring magically appear in his hand so he doesn't have to worry about carrying it around that day.
Interesting.
I was like, he was so good at it. But anyway, I'm pretty sure those are all the fun details of the trip. But, I mean, if anyone, I feel like we were going to Mexico and my family, Justin's family, everyone was like, oh my God, you hear like horror stories of it now. Like, please be careful. Please be safe. I would just say that I never once felt anything but safe at the airport, going to the hotel. We obviously didn't leave the resort, but even on the beach, the Mexican police, the La Policia, in their little like beach
that is
carts,
the word, yes,
like every so often are just like paroling to make sure nothing's happening, like no one is there that shouldn't be there. Like, I genuinely felt so safe. So that's good. One thing. Yeah. If you have a trip planned or if you're planning to go, like, instead of just always hearing the horror stories, like, I genuinely have had a really good time and a really good story to tell about it. But anyway, got back on Tuesday, and then I think it was, like, the perfect farewell to summer trip because for some reason I'm really excited for fall. And now, like, the next trip I want to do, I really want to go to Stowe, Vermont, and stay at specifically the lodge at Spruce Peak is what it's called. It kind of looks like a Peak and Peak style resort. I found a TikTok of it last year in like September, and it was just way too last minute to book a trip for like peak fall time, but it looks beautiful. And I don't know if that'll be doable because it is kind of really expensive, to be honest, just for like a weekend trip in Vermont. So then I was thinking, I feel like I see these people go to like the getaway houses all the time, which are just like the little cabins with the big window. And I feel like that'd be so nice in the fall in the forest. So that's the next thing that we're trying to plan. I want to do something fall related, but I'm also just very excited to decorate the apartment for fall. I have a lot of DIYs that I want to do, which I become the DIYer when it comes to decor. I had so much fun doing it for Christmas, and I don't think I've ever done fall decor, but I found already two on TikTok that I want to do. So I'm very excited for that. And I think it'll just make the apartment feel like cozy and happy again because we've been house hunting. We saw two houses today and it's just not going well, so
I think we're gonna be here a little bit, maybe this weekend.
I honestly might do that probably next weekend. I've heard Michael's has really good like fun like pretty colored decor instead of just like orange and black, so I don't even know where I have a Michael's, but I might need to hit that up. And then I feel like our Home Goods has kind of been trash lately.
Ours has been pretty good.
Maybe I'll have to try to hit that, though, and see if there's anything else. But, like, I'm really excited to decorate, and I'm really excited for fall, even though it is extremely hot here. But I think that's it. 22 minutes later, like I said, this episode was going to be mainly catching up because I feel like I had so much to talk about, but...
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of, like, really quick before we switch over to, like, the fall thing, because I actually had this in mind... I like, again, we've talked about this before, that I feel like the hurricane kind of like messed with fall last year, but I literally don't remember like what fall was like and when it started to cool down. Like, was it this? I don't think it was this hot last year. I feel like it rained more and it wasn't this hot, but
yeah, no, I feel like maybe you're right. I feel like it definitely has been a little bit hotter than normal. It doesn't really cool down until, not for a while. I mean, it won't be as hot at least. Because I know you said like you enjoyed the change of weather. Like, you still felt like you had a change of pace kind of like in the seasons. But
anyways, yeah, this week, like I said, has felt like the longest, slowest week and also the fastest week ever. I don't know how that's possible, but I don't know. It's been a weird week. I had some exciting meetings regarding jobs after residency. So that was really good. Feels like I'm moving in that direction, which is really nice. Lots of housework this week. And by that, I mean Sean's been doing lots of housework. Painting the porch.
Of electric work. Did that get ruined when it started raining or was it fine?
It still looks kind of wet, which means it must have rained when I didn't realize. I think it's okay. Hopefully. He still has to do like a lot more on the back porch where the pool is, but the front porch is fully done, I think. So, except there's some areas he needs to like touch up on the walls of the house, and we forgot what color that is that we painted our house.
I've been looking
in my texts. We have to have it somewhere, but I've been looking and I can't figure it out. So we have to figure that out.
Do you know the brand
so that we can touch it up?
Yeah.
I feel like you have to at least know that, and I'm pretty sure there's a way to, like, color match once you know that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So we have to figure that out. But then the electric work is finally done, so we can hang the TV up on the back porch, and we can hook up the hot tub and fill it up, hopefully, so we can go in it this weekend. Because I think I talked on the podcast that we have the hot tub, but we literally can't go in it because it's not hooked up yet. So lots of work to be done. We got a ton of fall decor at Home Goods last week, so I'm very excited to decorate this weekend.
Yeah, I feel like, did you decorate for fall at all last year?
No, we live in the apartment.
I know, but you had, like, literally nothing, so you started fresh?
No, I mean, like, we had some stuff from the townhouse, but I don't know. We got a lot of stuff, so we'll see. I don't even know where our fall bin is, so I have to, like, get that out of the garage, and maybe we'll get a lot of outdoor or indoor stuff. More indoor stuff. I don't really know what to do with the outdoor. We have to figure that out. Lowe's had a lot of those, like, big scary electronic things. They're like $200 each, and they kind of freak me out.
Tacky.
So,
like, I want, like, cute.
Have you seen them recently? Like, they're pretty wild. No. But really? The outside is so hard. I don't know. So anyways, I dyed my hair last week. You probably can't even tell, but just to cancel out some of the red, I went a little darker. And I don't know. I just feel like I haven't had a pool day in a really long time. Like, I'm hoping the weather is good for one soon. We've just been so busy that I just haven't read my book in the pool. The other day, I had like an hour where I could go in the pool, and I literally sat on my raft, opened my Kindle. It was dead. So I had to charge that.
I did finish It Starts With Us. I'm 4 books down. Can you believe it?
I know. I have so many recommendations when you're ready for more.
Oh, I am ready for more. I don't know.
Perfect.
Did you do The Housemaid?
Yes, it's good.
Is that like number one or no?
I would read. I mean, yeah, you can read that one. It's good. I have a whole recommendation for you. Go on my Goodreads. No, I'll send them to you. Okay. Still vlogging daily throughout August. However, yesterday and today have both been so boring. I'm going to combine them. I need to get better also about balancing, like, stories and vlogs and not just doing one or the other. I'm, like, on this YouTube momentum kick that, like, I haven't posted anything on Instagram. I've been really bad about that. So I need to figure that out. I feel like so many people are getting weirdly sick right now for, like, what the season is. So I'm trying to, like, get enough sleep. I should have some vitamin C tonight and stuff like that. But, I mean, when you're around kids all day, they're pretty nasty. So I feel like I'm hoping I don't get sick anytime soon. Also, on the wellness track, I've been back into a gym routine. However, I am craving a home gym set up in our garage just because, like, the effort of driving to the gym, and it's always busy, and then you have to wait for your machines, and there's people around, and they annoy me, and
what
it just makes the workout so much longer. Like,
how much equipment would you need?
I mean, let's be honest. When we looked up, like, the pricing of, like, what we'd want, it would be, like, at least $5,000 probably for everything. And, like, we just, the main thing is like, we just don't have space in the garage right now. Like,
I mean, yeah,
I don't know where we would put it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even when that's organized, it's not even his tools that are in the way. It's like
a shed,
the shelving
for all of his tools. Would he do that or no? Does he not want them, like, out?
We don't really have we don't really have a space for a shed either.
You don't think your side yard anywhere?
No, not really. But I don't know. We'll figure it out. I mean, if we end up extending the lanai, like, the screen all the way through the concrete, like, we could maybe put something out there. But no, because then it'll get wet and stuff. So, I don't know. I had to figure that out. Aside from that, this is going to shock you because this has never been me. But Sean and I both have had, like, serious, like, okay, we're ready to have kids, like, right now.
Yeah, you've never had baby fever
had baby fever ever in my entire life, and, like, I guess that means, like, we're ready, but obviously that's not happening for at least a year. Like, that is not happening anytime soon, but we're, like, ready to go. Like, we're not, like, I feel like I was always just very hesitant on when I would be ready for that, and, like, never felt like I was, you know, like, old enough. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm 27 and mom had us when she was, like, what, 24 for me, it doesn't feel like I'm at that age where I'm ready to have a kid yet. You know what I'm saying? And lately I'm like, this is, like, doable, you know? Like, this is exciting. So, obviously, that's not happening anytime soon.
What room in your house would you turn into a nursery first? The first one?
The office.
Yeah.
Room. Yes.
Which could use a redoing.
Listen, well, that's how we got on the topic of it this, like, a couple weeks ago. Because we're like, well, why would we redo it? Like, in a couple years, that's going to be a nursery. So, it's like, you know, why would we redo it twice?
No, yeah, obviously.
But then Sean's like, is it bad juju to just like get nursery style things now to like make it look nicer when we're not having a baby right now? And I think it is. I think that's like jinxing us. And how sad would that be if we had fertility issues and then we have a freaking like nursery glider in there already? Yeah. So don't worry, guys. This is not anytime soon, but I'm just giving this update because it's mainly just, Gabby can very, realize I've never had
she's never that feeling. Been. I've always been so, like, I always say my dream played job is dolls, literally being a mom. I never like, did. I've always been so maternal as a kid. Yeah. Like, I only played with dolls. Like, Lexi was not that kind of person at all. Ever.
So this is wild for me. Your favorite of the week. Oh my God, I just looked at it. Why don't we hop right into that? Because my one life update that I deleted so that I could talk about it more in my favorite of the week is just, I'm ready for that. So, but I'll just let you go ahead because this is really, you're like mom right now with this favorite of the week. My
favorite of the week is onion rings. And here's why. So we were by the pool looking at the pool lunch menu in Cancun and there was onion rings. And I was like, why do these sound so good? Well, I didn't order them at first. Justin ordered them at first. And I ate half of them, if not probably more than half of them. And I was like, I really want this. So the next day, we each got our own order. And they were just delicious.
And I mean, they do sound good right now.
And then we went to Steak and Shake today. And I got more onion rings. And they have just been so good. Like, normally I'm a mozzarella stick girl. But lately, my fried food of choice has been onion rings.
And that, I still love Burger King's onion rings.
Is my favorite. I agree. What
did you I just realized the date today. Cheesecake Factory is open near my house.
Oh, I was like, it's,
oh my God, I need to text Sean
right now. Yeah, I think they opened on the 22nd. Oh, so not even today. You just realized?
No. And Sunday, also while I'm on this topic of things to do, is National like Cinema or Movie Day. So all movie tickets and stuff are $4 if you want to go see a movie.
Oh, we actually have, you know what we're starting this weekend? At this point, we're just never going to get into advice. We're starting our alphabet dating. We're going axe throwing on Sunday. And then for B, I think we're going to go bowling because we've never gone bowling together. I'm a little bit nervous because I feel like last time I tried to bowl with nails, it was kind of miserable. But
I mean, I don't really have long nails, but I do.
But I feel like these are shorter than my normal ones. But I'm so excited. That's so fun. Like, because we're just being adventurous and like we have a reason to do things. And then I think for C, we want to do a cooking class. So I need to find one of those.
I've always wanted to do one of those.
Either cooking class, cooking class or like ceramics and do like a pottery class. But we could also save always that for C, maybe. Always wanted to do maybe.
One of those. Well.
Yeah. Start alphabet dating. Or that's what I meant. Yeah. Like, it's just so fun because we just have a reason to, like...
What's A?
...do out there stuff. Axe throwing.
Oh, axe throwing. What about B?
Bowling. We just had bowling. This conversation.
Oh, I know. But I wasn't placing it as alphabet letters. Yeah, like, I was thinking of what you were talking about, but I wasn't placing it. And then cooking class. What about D? Date?
No. We got to do something more fun than that. We didn't get there yet. The drive-in. Oh, that was one that we said, but I don't know if we have those.
They don't have any down here.
I mean, like, what's it called? The festival. Flea market has it. But
maybe. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know, but I'm sure there's other things for D.
Okay. My favorite of the week is Gilmore Girls. You guys, I finished Gilmore Girls. I can't believe it. I'm like, it's really good. Gab, you should maybe. It's very fall. If you're going to watch it, start it in the fall. It's really good. It's like such a feel good show. It's really. And so I finished it, but they did that like revamp for one season where it's only 4 episodes and it skips forward like 10 years in time because like they made it 10 years later or whatever. Actually, I don't know if it's a full 10 years later in real life, but they skip forward 10 years after the show ends, which I kind of wish I watched it when it was on because how exciting would that be? Like, imagine if Gossip Girl came out now with like what they were doing 10 years later. Like, that would be groundbreaking. So I can only imagine what people felt like when this actually came out if you were a fan from the beginning. But so I'm watching that now. I just finished the first episode.
Didn't they also try to do that with like Sex and the City and it went totally wrong? Like, no one liked it.
No, I think it's still on. And just like that. Yeah, I think it's still running. But so anyways, yeah, I really loved it. I started it last fall, and then I got up to, like, season 6, hit a lull, couldn't finish it. And then I was like, you know what? It's such a fall show. Let me start where I left off, and I just finished it in, like, 2 days. And it's really good. Really, really good. So that's my favorite. I highly suggest. It's a good, like, well, you're watching old Vanderpump Rules, but, like, when you need a good show to watch just yourself, it's literally so cozy. And it also is like good where it keeps you going. Like you want to watch it. I don't know. I love it.
I'm like, okay, I'll start it over. Turn pretty.
No, and I just keep hearing how sad it is, and people are like angry at it, and I'm like,
Yeah, I just finished the last episode.
I didn't love the first season. Like, it was good, but it'll probably take me a while to, like, actually watch it.
I have, okay, this is maybe an unpopular opinion, and I hate saying this because I don't know if it's just, like, the character she's playing, but Belly? the actress that plays Taylor in this season, like, I want to say it's bad acting, and I don't know if it's bad acting or, like,
Taylor.
Her character is supposed to be dry, like Belly's best friend.
Oh.
But something about it is really bothering me. And I feel bad saying that because I don't want to say she's a bad actress because I feel like she wasn't that bad in the first season.
I feel like they were all kind of bad in the first season, if we're being honest.
I mean, it is kind of, like cheesy and just...
Which team are you? I don't even know which one's which.
Of Conrad over Jeremiah.
Let me look up a picture because I do remember the first season.
The older brother.
The one that, like, she liked more.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, yeah, you need to watch Gilmore Girls because it's really good and it's the perfect time to start it if you're feeling fall.
What is it
on? Have you had a pumpkin drink yet? It's on Netflix.
No, and I think I'm waiting until September.
I love that for you. I've had three at home and then I got Starbucks today.
No, I haven't gone yet, but... What did you get?
A
normal pumpkin spice latte or?
Well, no. So here's the thing. That's usually what I get. But Starbucks does this thing to me where anytime they tell me to get bonus stars. I mean, it was just get any cold brew for 20 bonus stars.
Did you try the pumpkin cream cold brew or whatever it is?
Yeah, and I was extremely disappointed.
Really? Okay, then I'll stick to a pumpkin spice latte.
It was okay. It was okay. My Starbucks didn't put that much ice in it. And to be honest, it was not that pumpkin-y. However, congrats. You've earned... 20 bonus stars. Yeah, it does. I have 670 stars. How many stars do you have?
788.
Ooh. I'm really bad. Yeah. I saw this thing. Actually, I want to talk about this right now because we have some time. Honestly, I'm so sorry, guys. We probably won't even get into advice. We'll do a whole advice episode and we have some other exciting ones planned. But this is like kind of a good topic. So I saw something the other day and it was like, we all do this thing where we, you know, save our favorite candle because we don't want to burn it. We save a dress for a special occasion. We, you know, don't use the gift card because we want to save it. And it's like the gift card expires. The candle goes. Oh, wait. We never get a chance to light the candle. The dress doesn't fit. Like, live life in the moment. All this stuff. And I'm like, you know, I'm really bad at that because I do save things like that. And
I do, too.
I candles need to just. Yes. And it's like,
why would I waste this? I'm like, that's what it's used for.
Like, well, and in my head, I'm like, oh my God, what if Bath & Body Works discontinues leaves or fresh balsam? And it's like, are you kidding me? Those are two of their most popular scents. But I do, and I'm like that. And it's so, I do it all the time too. Like, we have that wine rack, and I always go and buy a bottle of wine instead of using the wine on the wine rack because I just want to save that. It's like, life is too short. I need to start living it every day. Like, it's just so cheesy, but I'm serious. This
are you
is something
saying
I
that
really
because
am,
of
like,
your stars,
trying to
you save them?
Yes, that's where I just thought of that because I save my stars. And
I've been
what?
Better about using them. Anytime I'm in the mood where I'm like, I could really use a Trenta of a drink.
That's the thing.
That's when I
need
it.
To be in the mood for that. Yeah. And I usually get a tall. So it needs to be a time where I'm like on a road trip, which I never do, or I'm really tired, which is all the time.
It's hard with coffee. Like a refresher is so much easier to do a Trenta than like a Trenta coffee is. That's a lot. I don't know if I've ever done that.
I would spend all day in the bathroom.
Literally. But did the, what is the actual drink called? Pumpkin. I kind of want to do a, which is so like old school. Well, not really. It's kind of my Vlogmas video, but like trying all the fall Starbucks drinks.
Oh my God. If you're doing that, can I do it with you, please?
Sure. We'll do it together. But doesn't it come with pumpkin cream cold foam too?
Yeah, but it wasn't that pumpkin-y. Again.
Weird.
Could have just been a bad like mix in my Starbucks. I don't know.
But pumpkin cream chai tea is probably also interesting because chai tea to me just tastes like Christmas. So the pumpkin one probably tastes really fall.
What is it? Pumpkin what chai?
Pumpkin cream chai tea latte.
Maybe. Do they have an iced pumpkin cream chai tea latte?
Yeah.
The problem is sometimes the pumpkin spice lattes at Starbucks can be like really milky, like a lot of milk.
I think they're so good.
Also, this just popped up, like, I don't know, for some reason my Instagram tells me, like, when you post stories and, like, posts and stuff, and this just popped up, and I just can't with Cloud in a sweatshirt.
What? Like, I was so not paying attention. I'm scrolling on my phone. Justin goes, babe, look. And Clive's just chilling in my hoodie. Like, just.
It was so funny.
It's just funny, too, because the picture's blurry. Like, it's such a bad picture. But I was like, I need to post this. It was so cozy in it.
So, okay. What? I know you said you're going to get work done. You're going to put on Vanderpump Rules. What are you going to eat for dinner? Because I need some, like, inspiration. Because what am I going to eat for dinner?
It's already 7:30 and I'm not hungry yet because I ate such a late lunch. So I feel like I can't do, like, a bowl of pasta.
Well, so that's what I had is a big bowl of pasta for lunch, and I had it at, like, 3.
I'm out of all my favorite Trader Joe's
specialties. Same, I need to go. I mean, I haven't had them in a while.
I need a good Trader Joe's shirt. I'm really in a soup mood, too. So I think maybe next weekend if I decorate for fall, or whenever I decorate for fall, I think I might make some. I want to make chicken noodle soup, but I feel like it's hard to make good chicken noodle soup. And the only reason why I say that is because.
Fantastic chicken noodle soup last time I was at your house for the hurricane, remember? I should make that again.
We made it with tortellinis, but I want, like, thick spiral noodles. I want, like, home-style chicken noodles.
Egg noodles?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll make it for you, but you have to come over and eat half of it because I
don't make so much.
Like, we'll never go through that, and Sean probably won't eat a ton of soup. But I'm in a soup mood, too.
And, I mean, Justin, I love that he's such a soup guy because I'm a soup all-year-round kind of girl. I'm not just, like, I need for it to be cold. Like, in the heat of summer in Florida, we'll go out and we'll just order soup. So I've really been on a soup kick, and I love that he likes it. Chicken tortilla is always my go-to, and I make a really bussin' one. But again, that makes literally 15 servings. Where did your camera just go?
It's connected to my phone. What the heck?
Wait, how did that just happen? It just zoomed in on Rita.
I don't know.
It
just did it on its own. I don't know what's happening. I have no idea what just happened.
Interesting.
That was really bizarre. But I have, like, not great canned chicken noodle soup in my pantry right
now. No, that doesn't do the job. It does not.
Ever since we have pantry shelves, one, I know this is dramatic. It's literally life-changing. We rearranged the whole kitchen.
Thank God.
Everything is, like, clean, organized, in the good spot. The pantry. Oh,
did you get organizers for the pantry?
Yes, we got organizers for the spices, for everything.
Oh,
I didn't get little bins, but.
Oh, one of my houses today had a corner cabinet with a Lazy Susan, like a three-tiered Lazy Susan, and I'm like, oh, imagine the aesthetic of, like, the all glass spice rack, and I can just twirl it and find the spice I want with, like, the little label on the front. But then the living room sucked. So
here's the bad thing about the all glass spice rack is you never know when they expire. You have to write the expiration date every time you fill them.
I mean, do I even pay attention to the expiration dates on my spices?
That's true.
I just
found one that was from 2003 that I threw out. So,
but maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do, like, the label, but I probably won't do a label, so I'll probably write it. No, maybe I don't know, but I'll put the expiration date on it because I feel like that's the only other thing you need to know, really. But yeah, guys, house hunting has just been so hard to find a house that has everything. Like, the second house we went to look at today was beautiful, honestly, like, not too big, which was fine. I feel like it was the perfect size that we would need because the kitchen living area was so homey and just, like, open, and, like, we really want to host. I feel like we're honestly going to host. So we were talking about how we just want to have themed parties and, like, dip nights and even, like, a wig party. Like, everyone just comes in a wig, like, just those fun themed get-togethers, because no one in our life does that now, because I feel like no one really has, like, the
friends
home to do
that's
it.
My problem.
Well, I say we, it's gonna be all of Justin's friends, but, like, I enjoy them, so it's fine. But yeah, the friends, but also just no one has the space to do it, and I feel like we'll be the perfect people to do it and just throw the most fun theme, not even parties, but, like, just
see, Sean asked if we could have a Halloween party, and I got instant chest pains at the thought of people in my house.
That, yeah. Just more so fun, like, get-together game nights, and, like, whether it's, like, a football game on, oh, my God, I'm craving
that
time in my life.
That I'm excited for football season.
I love
football season in our house, I will say.
And that I feel like because of that, like, the living room has honestly been, like, the most important thing when looking at a house. And we just have not found the
perfect
house.
You do spend a lot of time there.
Yeah. With, it's either it'll have a great living room and be in a terrible location, or just, like, today the
no,
living
I
room kitchen
that.
Was so nice. The outside was so nice. The pool was perfect. It had a great lanai. And then the nosy neighbor barefoot speaking only Spanish came over. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to communicate with my neighbors, and why is our neighbor so nosy? Like, we're just trying to check out this house that we literally have a scheduled visit to.
It's the barefoot for me.
Literally, barefoot coming over. Luckily, like, our realtor spoke Spanish, so could get a, like, conversation going with him, but then she was like, he literally just wanted to know what we were doing here. Like, not a good look. Like, you have very nosy neighbors. So, yeah. It's like you win some, you lose some. And I feel like, why would we not go somewhere where we could win it all?
No, I get that. And I think we got really lucky with this house. Like, I mean, but for also us, you have Sean, it was the layout.
But I first saw your house and I was like, this is gross. And like, Sean just has such a good eye for that. And redid everything.
He's at your disposal as
no,
well.
No, I know. But like, he's not coming on all these tours with us. So obviously, no, like, I'll send him links on there's some that I really like so he can see the structure and everything. But no, you guys, great location and great neighborhood. And
that's the thing that we got lucky about is like, we didn't really look too much into that until we bought it. Like, we knew we liked the house. We knew it had potential and like we could do things. But we didn't really know how much we would love like the neighborhood, the area. There's so much to do, like the location of stuff. So we got kind of lucky with that because the first house that we put an offer in, I look back and I'm like, oh my God, thank God. Like, that was not it. Yeah. So I'm kind of glad you guys are like being a little bit more picky instead of rushing into it because.
No, I agree.
Sucks more.
Yeah. I mean, it's just hard because then the first house today, neighborhood was great. Felt so like it was in Davie, which I think is our number one area. It's more like it's farther from the gym, but if like,
no, I think that's the best area.
But so is Pembroke Pines. Actually, Pembroke Pines would probably be the perfect area. I like both of those. But there's not as many houses in Pembroke Pines. So, and then the last house we had was Miramar, which is still a nice area, but it starts to get.
I feel like a lot of the houses you've sent me in Miramar, I don't want. Yeah.
So Pembroke Pines and Davie is like really where we're looking, but it's just hard to find. I don't know. It's like the houses then in a really good neighborhood that we love. The area, like the structure of the house today, you walk in and you just walk into a staircase. And I hated it. Cloud, can you stop your whining? We're going on a walk in like 10 minutes, I promise.
Is he really whining?
Oh, he is just like singing to me over here. You don't hear it?
No.
Oh, hopefully the podcast isn't picking it up. He's fully just like whistle-toning over here. Ariana Grande is on the couch with me.
I'm going to go rot in my bed. I don't really know what to do. I could edit.
No, that's what I have, like, two videos. I'm genuinely excited to edit and, like, get work done. I still have so many pictures from Mexico to go through, which are so many good pictures. Like, probably some of the best pictures I've ever taken. But I have, like, thousands to go through still. So that's where I'll be the rest of the night. You don't hear his whistle tones over here?
No.
Come on. What's her name? Mariah Carey?
Hit it.
Oh.
No, he's not going to do it. Were you planning on, like, coming over anytime soon to this coast? Didn't you ask me about a weekend?
Well, this weekend we have completely free, but we're obviously staying here. And then next weekend I practice. The weekend after that I get my wisdom teeth out. And then we got to figure out moving forward.
Okay, well, Sean's going out of town the weekend of the 15th if you're bored.
What?
Because that's after your wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
No.
That's why I have a lot of weekends off. But I have things now planned on those weekends off just in the next coming up ones.
Lame.
There's a good amount towards the end of September, though, beginning of October. So.
Lame.
We'll see. Sorry, guys. We got to no advice, but it's already a 50-minute podcast, so I think that's okay.
Yes, that is okay. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed this chatty episode. We promise we'll have more themed episodes, but we just need to catch up.
Sometimes you guys
mustard.
Love these, honestly. I feel like a lot of times when we ask, what do you want to hear? A lot of times you guys are like, honestly, just like the chatty episodes.
Yeah, hopefully they do. That's what we're telling ourselves, at least.
I feel like I've seen that before. I don't think I'm just making that up, so.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next week on Outgoing.
Without going out.
Bye.